It was a little bit of good news about Detroit's public schools this week, perhaps the first good news in a long time. The Michigan Department of Education is formally taking the school off so-called high-risk status. This means, essentially, that the state will no longer have to approve virtually everything the system does. It also means the system won't have to put any contract over $25,000 up for bids. But I think too much is being made of this. Yes, this is a good thing. We should think of this, however, more as if Detroit Public Schools were a patient in the hospital. Their condition has just been upgraded, but only from extremely critical to critical. Yes, Detroit Public Schools will be able to apply for more state and federal grants, which is huge. This will also hopefully make life easier for Glenda Price, one of Detroit's two little appreciated heroes, who tries to supplement the school's meager resources by raising money through the Detroit Public Schools Foundation. But don't make the mistake of thinking the schools are in anything like okay shape, because they aren't. The upgrade was only possible because Detroit schools have been run for years now by a series of tight-fisted emergency managers, and they aren't coming out of emergency manager status anytime soon. Despite careful attention to the purse strings, the school's deficit is growing, not shrinking. It's about $80 million now. Jack Martin, the new emergency manager, says this deficit will be wiped out in about 3 years. Well, maybe, but we've heard overconfident predictions before. You know what else Detroit Public Schools have been celebrating? Their enrollment is down about 1,000 kids. Why is that good news? Because it's the smallest drop in a long time. Detroit Public Schools today have about 48,000 kids. 10 years ago, they had more than 150,000. The landscape of Detroit is littered with closed and crumbling school buildings. Barely a decade ago, taxpayers poured hundreds of millions into fixing some of these buildings, all for nothing. But if you think Detroit is a special case, think again. Remember what I've said before. Detroit is the canary in the coal mine. Yesterday, the investor service Moody's revealed that it had downgraded the status of 53 districts across Michigan since the start of the year. Nobody will be surprised to learn those districts included Detroit and Pontiac, but they included places like Brighton and Clarkston, Ann Arbor, Avondale, Petoskey, and yes, even Grosse Pointe. What's happening is that students are fleeing public schools for the charters. The Schools of Choice program has drained money and students from districts like Pontiac and Lansing. We're older, we're having fewer kids, Proposal A no longer works very well, and our ideologically polarized lawmakers are unable or unwilling to do anything about all of this. The model for public education we grew up with isn't cutting it anymore, just when we need education more than ever. If we are to have any future, we need leaders with both vision and guts, and we need them now.